Hawaii has a unique vulnerability to natural disasters as one of the world's most remote destinations. For Tim Manning, senior advisor for the Pacific Disaster Center, each one, either in Hawaii or around the world, carries lessons. And as he says, extreme weather hazards and human-induced disasters are increasing in frequency. He and his colleagues are tasked with mitigating their impact and maximizing our preparedness, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for talking with us.
Good to be with you.
You know, a lot of I was interested that you said they are increasing in frequency, because it certainly has seemed that way to the layman, but that's provable, huh?
Well, absolutely. You know, this September was the most active month on record for hurricanes in the Atlantic. We're seeing more severe weather in places that we haven't seen severe weather before. Mm-hmm. There's most definitely an advancement of big disasters.
How much of that are we able to predict? You know, what's our kind of capability in that regard?
You know, we're getting better every year at understanding what might be coming in the hurricane season, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The National Hurricane Center has an effort every year to kind of understand what were the global trends over the previous winter and how might that affect our storms. And the work that we do at PDC is really around modeling what are those potential impacts to communities. How will those severe weather impacts affect our cities and towns?
Mm-hmm. One of the models that you have in Hawaii's past is, of course, the hurricane on Kauai, Hurricane Iniki, that, as I recall, got some of the highest winds ever recorded on a U.S. Site, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Pacific has had some of the most severe storms recorded anywhere on the planet.
And that was what I said about our unique vulnerability. That's a big part of what you have to take into account, yeah? Or just our distance from anywhere else on the planet.
Well, absolutely. The shipping times, the time to get material and food and commodities in, all the more reason that it's why it's so critical to, you know, to understand the potential impacts on our communities. You know, not just what storms might happen, but, you know, to model those using, you know, the various tools we have to figure out what might the impacts be to different parts of different towns and on different islands in Hawaii, you know, all the way over into Guam and Samoa. What do we need to be ready for? And then that helps the government build the capability, build the infrastructure, and have the ability to get supplies, to get people to the places that need them more in a more timely manner.
A lot of people looked at what happened in Puerto Rico and is still happening in Puerto Rico, which was at one point described as being in the middle of the ocean, as being, you know, creating challenges in getting help to Puerto Rico. Well, as we know, Puerto Rico is not in the middle of the ocean, but we are.
Certainly. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons being learned in the response to Puerto Rico. This fall was an extremely difficult one for disaster managers in Washington and all across the Gulf Coast and the Caribbean. A series of some of the most severe storms we've ever seen in the Atlantic and the Caribbean, and all of them back-to-back. Any one of the Hurricane Harvey's impact on Houston, Hurricane Irma's impact on through the Caribbean and up into Florida, and certainly Maria in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, any one of those would have been a record-setting catastrophic disaster, and we had 3 weeks apart from each other. So certainly lessons to be learned about how to deal with remote and island communities being affected by disasters.
What is there to explain the increased frequency that you cited earlier in our discussion?
Well, that's a big question, and one that a lot of people are taking a really close look at. A lot of the work we do at PDC is to try to analyze and understand what are the trends that we've seen over the past, and how might they impact us in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I know from my time at FEMA that, you know, we constantly look at you know, the historical trends and try to forecast with a changing climate what might be the changes in the patterns to where these disasters may develop. One of the things we do know is that, you know, the severity of natural events doesn't follow a kind of a simple linear curve. There are extremes from time to time, and this was certainly one of those years.
Well, Tim, let's just hypothetically say that something of a Iniki level hurricane hit us here in Hawaii, and for a while we were, you know, cut off from shipping and maybe even lost power in parts of the island. What resources would you and the folks there at the Pacific Disaster Center have to draw upon?
Well, at PDC, we've become a very close partner of the Department of Defense and FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
We work in when there is no storms in helping agencies understand through modeling and predictive analysis what's going to be required in having stockpiled materials. If a Category 4 storm were to hit Hawaii, what would the impacts be? Those are models that we can run at PDC. We also have the only models in the world that can do this in international spaces as well. All of these models were developed originally in the United States for the United States, and PDC has experimental models that can support international areas as well.
Mm-hmm.
So by figuring out what the impacts may be, we can build better plans. We can have commodities and material staged in areas, and that's exactly what's happened in Hawaii with Hawaii Emergency Management, Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and Vern Miyagi's shop in partnership with FEMA. They have developed a lot of plans and have that have those equipment and material staged for exactly that reason.
So let's say we're in better shape than 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Most definitely in better shape. And what's important though is that we continue to learn from the disasters that happen. You know, we learn from what's happening right now in the Caribbean, and apply those lessons into the future.
Well, you said earlier that the predictive capacity was getting better every year. What are the different sort of metrics that are being improved?
Well, so every time one of the important things about learning from a disaster that happens is you can calibrate those models a little bit better. You know, mm-hmm. you can get an understanding. Well, this is what we thought would happen. This is what actually happened, and you can refine your efforts at predicting predicting impacts into the future. So that's something that gets better every year. There's development work happening. This global exposure model that I mentioned is an experimental product that was developed at PDC, and it's the only one like it in the world. PDC holds a larger data collection in the disaster space than really anywhere. And so these are, you know, there's a constant effort going at refining and developing new and better models to understand both the potential impacts in the future, but also to be able to do situational awareness in a crisis. Because that's really the most important thing to a disaster manager is understanding what's going on. Where do I need to send my life-saving supplies? Where do I need to send my response teams? And that only comes through good situational awareness, and that's a really important part of what PDC does as well.
And what you're saying is there's no substitute for accumulating data, right?
Well, that's it. The more you know, the better off you are, right? The more information you can collect and have it in a way that you can get it and understand how that'll help you, and in a crisis, understand everything from being able to look at social media conversations about the disaster for people in the middle of it, and mm-hmm. do that in a way that you can contextualize with where the commodities are and where my response teams are, and as an emergency manager, I can in one place see through this disaster aware platform that PDC manages, I can see what needs to happen where. That's irreplaceable.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. Thanks very much for talking with us, Tim. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
Tim Manning is a former Deputy Administrator for Protection and National Preparedness at FEMA and the recently appointed Senior Advisor for the Pacific Disaster Center.